I mean, through the years, the Cowboys and the Giants, they've had some big battles. We've seen them in primetime action. The Cowboys have won 9 of the last 10. And now we're going to bring on Tony Stahl. He's with us tonight, joining us on the night shift. Mondays through Friday, he's going to break down all the action. Tony, how are you doing tonight?
Hey there, Steven. Thank you so much for having me on the air. Really happy to be here and talk football tonight. And you know what? Really quick, before we get started, I got to say one thing. I want to give a big shout out to all the Cowboy fans in New York City, because I see out there, there's some sprinkled in there. I know that. And just a big shout out to them tonight.
Oh, man, you know what's crazy? They often find themselves into the stands. And of late, you know, the Giants have really struggled against the Dallas Cowboys. So it's been a far too familiar sight of the game winding down. The Cowboys up ahead in the scoreboard in MetLife Stadium, chanting Dallas Cowboys chants as the clock winds down to zero. But I just wanted to get the feel of things from the Dallas perspective. You know, it was a tough week one, and the offense at time looked rudderless. And there was question marks surrounding the team without Dak Prescott. What is the mood this week coming off of a big win versus the Bengals compared to last week off of a tough defeat to the Buccaneers?
Well, this week, I really like our defense. Our defense is popping off right now. We got Parsons with 4 sacks already on the season and 9 tackles. That man is a beast. And on our offense side, like you said, we struggled the first week against Tampa. But this week, we really came through with backup quarterback Cooper Rush. I mean, he's getting the job done there. Last week, he got about 299 yards and a touchdown and went 26 on 44. That's a lot of really big stats for a backup quarterback coming in. So I think he's going to have his head in the game really good this week. And I think he's really going to do what we need to do to get that win.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, you know, that Cowboys team, as I alluded to earlier in the program, they're a team known for their offense, but I've got to say, so far this season, I'm looking at this team and their defense is really standing out to me. I mean, they got a tough Bengals team with a high-flying offense that came into Jerry World, but I watched a game where Joe Burrow was sacked 6 times, held under 200 yards passing, Joe Mixon under 60 yards rushing, Ja'Marr Chase under 60 yards receiving. What has been the reason for this emergence of this Dallas team as a defensive-led team?
I got to honestly hand it to the defensive coordinator, Dan Quinn. He's really got this defense under control. I mean, our cornerbacks look great. We're blocking passes almost every down. Our linebackers are beasts. Like I just mentioned, Parsons, that man is an Aaron Donald. I actually did an article on him comparing them. That man is going to be a Pro Bowler for sure. And then on our line, we're really good at closing the gaps so those running backs can't get in. Just like you mentioned Joe Mixon last week, we really managed to stop him. And that was a really good game. And I know we were the underdogs, but, you know, our defense stepped up and stopped that runner-up Super Bowl team, the Bengals, and really showed some Dallas spirit.
And one of the stars of the National Football League and one of the big storylines early on through 2 weeks of action has been the emergence of Micah Parsons. He's now the face of the league on defense alongside the likes, as you mentioned, and Aaron Donald. But with 2 sacks in each of the first 2 weeks of the season, I'm looking at a guy who's really coming to his own. I mean, I remember reading in the offseason he mentioned winning Defensive Player of the Year was one of his goals. How has Parsons been able to turn the corner and raise his game to another level after a stellar rookie season?
Well, you see, I think the only thing he's got on his mind right now is getting to the quarterback. And as a linebacker, that's incredible. That's what you want as a linebacker. And I think, honestly, he's got defensive player in the bag. I'm not going to root him up too much, but I think he's just such a star player and he had such a good rookie season that he knows he can do better. And that's his goal. And I think with the team around him as well, they really help him. They've really helped to get him on the team early as his rookie year. And he's just, man, I've never seen anybody play like him. He's got the energy, man.
You're listening to Stephen Florival. I'm on the night shift on thecallsports.com. Grateful to Tony Stahl, staff writer of InsideTheStar.com, to join us for a few minutes to talk some Giants Cowboys. It's Cowboys week. It's a big rivalry week. So, you know, the fans are looking forward to this one. How about earlier today, Jerry Jones in a mocking voice saying he hopes that he has a quarterback controversy on his hands after this week. You alluded to Cooper Rush, 2-0 and two career starts as a Cowboys QB. What's the difference between Dak and Cooper Rush when it comes to the Cowboys, and how have they adjust to life after Dak?
Oh, I was hoping you'd ask that question. I actually just made an article on that. Well, you see, to compare the two, they both really don't risk the ball. I mean, Cooper Rush has had no interceptions this year in any of his games, and Dak doesn't really throw interceptions often. The difference between the two is Dak scrambles too much while Cooper Rush stays in the pocket and makes quicker passes. All last week, Cooper Rush stayed in the pocket and made the passes fast. While on the other hand, Dak Prescott mainly scrambled off to the side a lot of the times. Now, that's understandable because of the offensive line has been struggling the past few weeks. But Cooper Rush just gets the ball out of his hands so fast that the cornerbacks don't even know that it's already in a wide receiver or tight end's hand. And that is probably the main reason that Cooper Rush had a much more explosive game than Dak did in the first week.
And Cooper Rush, he's going to get some help this Monday at MetLife Stadium. The Cowboys getting Michael Gallup potentially back off of the ACL injury. He's been a full participant at practice this week. Now that they have Gallup back in the fold, and that's a big shot for their offense, what are you expecting to see from this Cowboys offense that will have more weapons outside of CeeDee Lamb at wide receiver?
Well, honestly, I'm expecting a couple more points at least. I know we haven't had the most explosive offense this year, but with Gallup back, I really see us putting another touchdown or two up, mainly just because Gallup is so good at shaking off his defenders. I think I really think Cooper Rush will be able to find him on the field and hit him hard, and we'll be able to rack up some more points.
And finally, I'll get you out on this. You know, the Cowboys have had the Giants number of late. You know, the number is 9 of the last 10. But, you know, for Giants fans, it's a new coaching regime. It's a new GM regime. There's a lot of hope in Giants land, especially with a defense that's shown a lot of promise early on. You know, it's a big matchup at MetLife Stadium. Can the Giants get to 3-0, or will the Cowboys get above 500? Give us a prediction. What do you see, and how do you see the action playing out on Monday?
All right, Steven, I'll talk some good about the Giants. First off, I got to mention Saquon Barkley. He is a great running back. I actually played basketball with him when he went to Penn State.
Oh, man, you should have led with that. You wait till the end of the interview for that, huh?
Yeah, that guy is so cool, man. I met him in the elevator at the MSU versus Penn State game, and I played basketball with him, and he was just such a cool guy. And I'm really high on him because I know he's had some injuries the past couple seasons, but this man, he's going to be a star if he can stay healthy. I know that for sure. And I know, like you said, the Giants haven't had very good luck against the Cowboys, but this time I got to give it to you. You got a really good coach on your hands, it looks like. And Daniel Jones seems to be recognizing his players better. He seems to be getting out there and making the plays. I mean, you guys beat up on the Titans in week one. That was a really good win. And I saw your coach go to Daniel Jones and talk to him and really, really get his head together. I mean, that amazing job by the coach there. I think this is going to be a pretty close game. I'll give the score a good 26-24. Cowboys.
And who do you have coming out ahead on Monday night?
Cowboys.
I gotta go Cowboys.
Tony
says the Cowboys will go and march into MetLife Stadium and leave victorious. Well, Tony, we want to thank you for joining us here on the Night Shift.
Oh, no. Thank you for having me, Steven. It's an honor to be here. I'm so happy. And good luck Monday. You know, I've been looking forward to this game since beginning of the year just because of the rivalry between the two. So I'm really, really looking forward to this Monday.